The Colville Confederated Tribes have authorized a wolf hunt on their reservation. Correspondent Steve Jackson has more on the story.
Although the number of confirmed wolves on the Colville Reservation is low, tribal officials say the carnivores have been killing animals that some tribal members normally kill for food. John Cyrus is the head of the Tribal Business Council.
This policy really was a challenge, I guess, to come to, because we do have significant culturally ties to the wolf, you know, in our culture as well. So I think a lot of people were surprised as well, but this is a part of maintaining a balance. We don't want to unduly, you know, put stress on the elk and deer populations, having a wolf population that's too large.
Cyrus says it's estimated there are 30 wolves on the reservation. Hunting has been approved in three areas with a total of 9 animals allowed to be taken. Cyrus says the tribe wants to avoid the situation that took place in northeast Washington earlier this year when a cattleman's complaint about cattle depredation prompted the state Fish and Wildlife Agency to kill an entire pack believed responsible.
You know, just going through with a helicopter and slaughtering, you know, an entire pack, it didn't sit well with us, and I don't think that style of management fits us as a tribe. So we wanted to take a different tact.
Cyrus says the decision to hold the wolf hunt has been very controversial. The Colville tribe did hold consultation with state and federal authorities before approving the hunt. So far, no wolves have been killed. The hunt is authorized to continue until the end of February. I'm Steve Jackson reporting.